If someone were to secretly film every aspect of your day for a week, including your chats, spending habits, Google searches, and late night thoughts, what would the footage reveal about what you're building your life on? Does your life rest on a foundation of your career, your image, your relationships, the opinions of others, perhaps? The fact of the matter is that every small, seemingly inconsequential decision you make is akin to laying a brick. Over time, those bricks come together to form your life. In Matthew 7 verse 24 to 27, Jesus concludes the Sermon on the Mount on a crescendo. Two men, two houses, one storm. In this parable, although both men hear his teaching, he likens the one who applies it to building on solid rock, while the one who ignores it to erecting his house on a foundation made of sand. Although the foundation built on sand appears solid in dry weather, it crumbles when a storm arrives and the river rises. When scripture talks about a house, it often intimates one's entire life, their family, future, and legacy. Consider God's promise to David through prophet Nathan in 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 11 to 12, where he says, "The Lord declares to you that the Lord himself will establish a house for you. When your days are over and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, your own flesh and blood, and I will establish his kingdom." Turning our attention to the word rock, Paul in 1 Corinthians 3 verse 11 says, "No one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ." To build on the rock is to trust Jesus as Lord and then gradually rearrange your choices around what he says. To build on sand, on the other hand, is to nod politely to his words and then carry on as usual. In fact, Proverbs 12 verse 7 promises that the house of the righteous stands firm, while the wicked are swept away. Jesus brings that wisdom into our everyday life and offers a loving warning. The storm is coming. The question is not whether the storms will come, but whether your foundation will hold. In grace, Jesus invites you to pay attention to what you're building on right now and to start shifting your weight onto him and his words. Do me a favor. Write one honest sentence to complete this thought. Right now, I am mostly building my life on ... Bring that sentence to Jesus, confess it, and ask him where he wants you to shift onto the rock this week. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are the only true foundation. I admit how easily I build on success, approval, comfort, and other things other than you. Expose the places where my house rests on sand, and by your grace, begin to move my heart and habits onto your word. Holy Spirit, help me trust you enough to act on what you show me today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.